starting tomorrow, junior doctors will go on strike for 48 hours after talks between their union and their hospital employers broke down last week. The Resident Doctors Association says it wants a renewed collective employment agreement after the last one expired nearly a year ago. It says doctors have been forced to take industrial action to keep their existing terms and conditions, which would be changed under the current DHB proposal. Almost 3,000 junior doctors are expected to walk off the job, which is set to affect all DHBs, excluding the West Coast District Health Board. Joining us now is the National Contingency Planner for New Zealand DHBs, Anne Aitchison, to discuss what's going to happen. Good morning.
Good morning.
What steps are in place to keep people safe then?
We've been, as a group of DHBs, contingency planning now ever since strike notice was received. Rosters have been amended to enable us to have cover to fill the gaps of the workers who will be on strike.
There were some media reports that some DHBs had put off postponing operations, hoping that the talks would succeed, and then had a bit of a last-ditch scramble to let people know. Is that true?
I don't think there's any scrambling, but obviously advising somebody that surgery or an outpatient procedure may need to be cancelled requires us to be really sure that that's the steps we need to take.
When were patients notified then?
It depends on which DHB. Some were notified almost at the time of the industrial action. Some received preliminary notification it may happen and since have had final advice.
Do you have some numbers for me? How many appointments, surgeries have been rescheduled across the country?
No, I don't. And I wouldn't have that kind of information until after the period of action has occurred.
Just practically, what is still going to be happening tomorrow?
The obviously acute services, emergency departments, all of that work is covered with the rosters, so we are expecting that the acute needs of patients will be met when they present. A lot of the scheduled work has had to be cancelled, which is what you were talking about before, which is outpatient clinics and surgery. But for those who have a need for hospital treatment and ongoing care, the staff will be available for them to assess, diagnose and treat.
In situations like this, when there is a strike, if something goes wrong, who ultimately takes the blame?
Well, the DHB has the ultimate responsibility for taking all the steps they can to manage the safety of patients, which is why we plan both locally, regionally and nationally to ensure we've got the best possible cover.
And there's another strike already on the horizon. Are you preparing for that too, for round two?
Yes, we are.
Very good. Thank you for your time, Anne. That is the National Contingency Planner for New Zealand DHBs, Anne Aitchison.